The Conradi Hearings. Eventually, in 1931, the leaders of the work in Central Europe, in a committee meeting at Friedensau, Germany, found it necessary to challenge him face to face and call into question his erroneous views. He was given an opportunity to present and defend his position. But his conclusions were unacceptable. This marked the beginning of the end for Conradi's influence as an elected Seventh-day Adventist church official in Europe. Before the final break came, however, a last effort was made to save him. The General Conference Committee agreed to his request for the privilege of presenting his views in the United States before a group of church leaders. This committee met October 13 to 16, 1931, preceding the 1931 Autumn Council in Omaha, Nebraska. Included among those who served on this committee were church administrators who had their roots in German soil, E. Kotz, W. Mueller, R. Ruling, and G. W. Schubert.
C. H. Watson, General Conference President, acted as chairman. W. E. Howell was secretary of the committee.
After several lengthy presentations by Conradi, the brethren met and issued a statement, in the last paragraph of which they asserted the love they had for Brother Conradi, also their love for the truth of God. But the statement was realistic. We must say plainly that his expositions of the prophecy take very much the course of those who in past years have departed from the scriptural doctrine of the sanctuary and have dropped out of the movement. As we listen to Elder Conradi's expositions, we feel that they confuse Bible truth, and if accepted would destroy the very foundations of this special Advent movement. Statement on Conradi Hearings, on deposit in White Estate Vault.